Welcome with your morning team show on WSGW. It is a 6:42 Monday with 100.5 and 790. Siri and Alexa listening, WSGW.com, of course. And yes, not just the listening, but also the access to the Morning Team Show page, up and running as it always is, so you can follow on air and follow online. Pat Johnston walking into the studio this morning as part of Charlie and Dave and Pat and you on the Morning Team Show. And I know why Pat is chuckling, because he knows I was listening, as perhaps you were too, loyal family of radio listeners, when Pat, during his 6:15 sports, talking about the Detroit Tigers, and he aptly described the Tigers' MASH unit, and especially the pitching core, which...
Yeah, they've got a lot of pitchers out.
They have all season long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have.
And just... So Ronnie Garcia comes in to pitch after coming off the IL with a shoulder injury.
Uh-huh.
And then the first game he pitches, he gets through two innings, and then has to be removed to the game, because now he's got a... arm injury.
Right. Well, and he hit at least two batters.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if he's actually going on the IL again, although manager A.J. Hinch thinks he'll be out for period of time.
I was going to say, if you're going to be out for a while.
And Michael Pineda,
who
spent some time already on the IL on Sunday, once again placed on the IL again.
Mm-hmm.
I only listened to part of the game, but De Jesus, when they brought him in, he was doing a good job. He had a couple of strikeouts, and I don't know what happened. I didn't stay with the game. I went over to golf after
that. That's good.
I went downhill after they took him out.
I mean, it's when you're looking for something that the Tigers have achieved, and the achievement is another low in season standards now, 20 games under 500 for the first time in 2022.
Yeah.
Maybe that was a badge of honor we could have hung our hat on up until the point yesterday. At least we weren't 20 games below 500.
No, not anymore.
Can't say that anymore.
No. But, what's happening with the pitching is kind of unbelievable. It really is. However, still, that they cannot hit the ball.
That's still the big concern.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I was shocked when I saw recently in a game Clemens coming in there throwing these blooper balls in there up in the air, and I understand he's on the lineup to pitch again.
Well, he pitched again yesterday. For the third time all season.
Wow.
So anytime you have Cody Clemens coming in, you know the game is gone.
Yeah, it's long gone.
He
and Harold Castro. You see those two guys out there, and that's happened a lot here this year.
I'd be afraid to put them in the game because they're going to get hurt. Anyone that goes on the mound comes up with an injury.
Yeah, a lot of injuries. And then over the weekend, we learned that Alex Fajardo is going to get hip surgery.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah, he's done.
For surgery, yeah.
Yeah.
It's one thing to be hurt, but now it's surgery.
Right.
Hey. After he started the season, actually pretty decent. He was one of the bright pitching spots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was.
Well, the season off.
And right now, I think they're about four teams that have worse records than the Tigers right now.
Yeah, believe it or not.
Is that possible?
But Detroit will be giving them a run for their money. I think we're going to be seeing Michael Fulmer. This week is the trade deadline, right?
Well, this is the question now.
Yeah.
You're hearing Scope's name. You're hearing Candelario's name. You're hearing Fulmer's name. What value they have.
Yeah, I'm not sure about those guys.
Okay, so maybe a team looking for some veteran on the bench.
Yeah.
I mean, there's that value. Is anyone safe? I mean, if you could find a taker for Miguel Cabrera for his final year.
I don't think anybody will take that contract, though.
Probably not, but if you could find a taker, what's the Marlins got? Send him back to his original team. I love Miguel, but I'm saying at this point, why would anybody be safe?
Right.
Anybody. How about some better baseball talk?
Okay.
Yeah, there's got to be some better than that.
Today, there's going to be some Little League games played.
And
the powerhouse Bay City Little Leagues.
Oh, yeah.
So in the major tournament going on, this is the one that actually goes to Williamsport.
Mm-hmm.
The Southwest team will take on Midland Northeast.
Ooh.
Now, how cool is that? Bay City Southwest and Midland Northeast battling.
That should be a good
one. That's cool. Yeah. That's at 7 o'clock tonight.
I'm sorry, Midland, but I've got to pull for Southwest. That's where my kids played. I'll stick with Southwest.
In the 11-under tournament, Greater Bay is going to be playing Tecumseh at 1:30 today. And in the 10 and under, Greater Bay has another team playing at Grosse Pointe Farm. So three teams still alive for Bay City's teams.
All right.
And Midland Northeast has another team, too. I think it's in the 11 under. I thought I had it written down here, but I apologize, I don't. But I think that. So we've got some local talents here doing great still in the local Little League tournament. I just always thought, how cool would that be?
Yeah.
To still be just a couple of weeks away from school starting and you're still playing Little League baseball.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you know, that is just cool.
That's true, because usually the season for me always ended.
Oh, yeah.
Was that late June, yeah. I guess, yeah. Right?
That was it.
And you played Little League, yeah.
You were over and done with, unless you're on one of those teams, and I never was.
Right.
There's another sports story coming out. Did I miss this? That the XFL announced its season that's ready to kick off again next February. I thought the XFL had folded and was done, especially with the USFL coming in. What did I miss? But they announced yesterday that the new XFL season will kick off February 18th, the weekend after the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl, yeah.
Really?
I can't imagine that. There's going to be a whole lot of interest for that.
And they're going to go head-to-head, that means, with the USFL.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
And one of the cities announced, I guess there's eight teams that's going to be in the XFL, and one of the teams announced is going to be in Houston. That means Houston's going to have an NFL team, a USFL team, and an XFL team.
Well, some would question whether or not they have an NFL team, but, you know, that is true.
Very nice.
Oh.
And did you hear who the head coach of the XFL team is going to be? You're going to love this, Pat,
okay.
If you haven't heard yet.
Right.
Wade Phillips.
Yeah, I did see that. God. Yes, Wade Phillips.
No disrespect to you, Wade, but you've been around the block a few times.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I just,
and here's the other thing. I mean, I don't know what how the USFL is going to do. I can't imagine as much interest in the XFL anymore. But I really do believe that by the time the Super Bowl's over, I think Americans are ready just for a little. We love our football. We do. But
yes.
I think we don't mind that little bit of a break there.
We've talked about it. Like, every season needs some type of little break.
Yeah.
It just needs it.
We turn our attention to basketball.
Yeah, right. Basketball and hockey is going on.
Yeah, yep.
But a week after the Super Bowl, they're going to kick off.
Okay.
Thankfully, there is no Detroit team, by the way.
No, that's right.
There is none.
In the XFL.
In the XFL. Yeah. No.
Right. Detroit has enough losers. Don't need any more.
Dave Maurer will not be a spokesperson for the XFL.
Well, hey, speaking of the football, though, the Lions are reporting for training camp, I believe, tomorrow. And their first practice, I think, is on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, exactly right.
So,
and remember, the Lions you can follow this year on HBO's Hard Knocks.
Yeah, in a couple of weeks, right?
I'm not sure when it starts, but I know that they're going to be there.
It's in August, right?
So,
See, there's hope. We have the Lions, Tiger fans. The Lions are coming up to save us. Okay.
I tried.
What's that say? Yes, let's just leave that hanging right there. The Lions are the hope.